This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. In August 2019, two young nubile podcasters drove into the woods outside Seattle to record a camping episode. They were outside of cellular data range for upwards of 18 hours. Analysis of the campsite indicates that someone, or something, consumed a quantity of peanut M&Ms and Cool Ranch Doritos far beyond what two normal humans, no matter how youthful and attractive, could consume in a day. The following tape recovered from the site documents the unbearably sexy podcaster's harrowing one-day journey into the Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we go to the woods, meet a bear, and you can meet him too, because we're going to interview him.
We're taking a real hard turn here in the podcast. We're going to animal journalism.
Yes. Is animal journalism a style of journalism? Is it like animal style? Is like animal fries? Animal style fries?
No, only I was thinking journalism? It was more like the drumming Muppet.
Oh, right. Okay, so it's like Animal the Drumming Muppet, but cooked in mustard? Is that what animal style is?
No.
Basically, we basted ourselves with mustard, and now we're recording. Actually, no. Molly forgot the mustard.
That's true. I did forget the mustard. So what we're doing is we are actually recording this sitting at a picnic table at a campsite. At an undisclosed location, but we really are at a campsite. We are in the woods by a river.
Yep.
And we are going on Matthew's first camping trip in how long, Matthew?
I think my last one was either 9 or 10 years ago.
And how was it?
It was not great.
What was wrong with it?
I know I ended up sleeping in the car, but I don't remember why. I think, like, it was either too cold in the tent or someone was snoring or it was too humid.
Or I thought you were going to say it was too human in the tent.
There were so many humans and bears in that tent.
Like, did you interview them?
They said they were really tired of people. It's their campground. Like, They all worship Smokey.
Anyway, so no, we sat down and had a meeting with producer Abby.
And Smokey the Bear. Or maybe Smokey Bear. I know there's a lot of controversy about this.
Okay. We sat down and had a meeting with producer Abby about what we should do to celebrate the pledge drive this year.
And Abby suggested that we go camping as long as she doesn't have to come along.
Yeah, we spared
this
Abby.
This is literally what Abby said.
Yes. So anyway, we're camping. And I find it humorous that in this scenario, I am the camping expert.
Mm-hmm.
As I am someone who, should we just go down memory lane?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go down memory lane, Matthew. So the last time you went camping, it was too human.
It was way too human. Yes.
What about camping in your youth?
In my youth, so I definitely went on camping trips with my family, and I remember that setting up the tent was always like a struggle. It took a long time and there were lots of like poles and stuff.
Wait, was it more or less of a struggle than setting up our tent today?
I think tents have gotten better, although it's definitely similar.
Okay.
I know
okay.
Our tent was much smaller than the tent we have today, which a human can literally stand up in. That was not a feature of the tents of my youth, even when I was a small human.
Uh-huh.
I know, like, going to the bathroom, there was always like a hike to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like I was never an outdoorsy sort of person. I think I did like camping when I was little. And then there was the fateful sixth grade camping trip. So, I mean, there's not much to this story. Like, nobody was eaten by a bear.
So many bears in this episode.
It rained the whole time. We didn't have cots. So, like, the bottom of the tent got all wet and mucky. And my sleeping bag got wet. And my socks got wet. And, like, I never wanted to go outside again after that.
And then after that trip, did you then not go again until like 10 years ago?
I think there was actually a seventh grade camping trip that I did go on, but it was only like 2 days as opposed to like 6 days for this rainy one.
Wow, and 6 days.
Yeah. I do remember learning to play horseshoes. That was fun.
Why didn't you bring some horseshoes on our trip?
I don't own any horseshoes. I guess I should.
Let's go find a nearby farm.
And steal the shoes off a horse.
Yeah, I got a little.
I dare you.
I have a little hammer in my camping kit, and
that's
it's got
all
the
you
little
need.
Nail pulley side of it.
That's right. Okay, so
perfect.
We'll tip a horse.
It's usually cows.
We're breaking new ground.
Okay.
You will do the actual shoe extraction because you're the camping expert.
Okay.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
And, I'll see you back here.
Okay, wait, Matthew, you wrote on memory lane on the agenda the family camp out.
Oh, the family.
Capitalized.
So that was the one that was like 9 years ago. So this was with Lori's family. Like,
okay.
Lori, wife of the show Lori, teenager of the show Iris, and I, and some of Lori's family members all went camping in Oregon at a state park, I think. And I mean, it was fun. We saw bats at night. Bats are cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We went on like a night hike.
Ooh,
with bats.
Cool.
As our special guests.
did wife of the show Lori like it?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Was she one of the humans?
She was one of the humans who made the tent too human. Yes, I don't really remember why I ended up in the car.
Okay.
I think.
Wow.
I think just it was a little bit more like a bed.
Okay. Okay. Wow. When a car is more like a bed than a sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. This sounds dire.
Yeah. So that's my car backseat memory lane.
Okay. Well, my parents were apparently big into camping and backpacking before I was born.
Oh, okay.
But my mother apparently...
But yeah, you ruined all of that.
I did, because my mother apparently decided when I was born that she put her foot down and she was not going to go camping until I was out of diapers.
Okay.
And therefore, we didn't go camping until I was in high school. No, that's not what I'm saying, Matthew. I'm just saying that once they got out of the habit,
yeah,
then they didn't get back into it.
But then they saw Sister Act 2 back in the habit, and they were like, we have to go camping immediately.
No, I remember, so you know how I used to ride horses, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, okay. So I don't know, we were in Colorado in the summertime, I was riding horses, and then like on the way home, my parents and I stopped at a campsite, and we had made plans, and we camped there for like 2 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first time ever camping. I
Did
was
you
like
play
17.
Horseshoes?
I don't think we played horseshoes. I should have brought some horseshoes.
You should have brought
I
some.
I had so much access.
I mean, I've already learned a lot, which is like when you play horseshoes, you should take them off the horse first.
Yes. Yes.
Ideally.
Yes. Anyway, so that was my first camping trip. I was 16.
Okay.
15, maybe. Anyway, and then I didn't go camping again until like 2 years ago.
Wow. So I may actually have been camping more times than you, unless you really made up for it in the last couple of years.
We'll see.
Okay.
So I went camping for the first time in adulthood, July 4th of 2017. And it was me and June and Ash and then two other families who we are very good friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And those two families...
How many bears?
Those two families are like really, really good at camping.
Oh, they have like all the gear?
They've got all the gear. Not only do they have all the gear, but they've got like the plastic like storage containers with the snapping on lids with like dedicated camping like kitchen equipment and stuff.
Oh, that all like clips together and shit?
No, I mean, it's just like...
They have like everything that you know, like they've got a dedicated can opener for camping.
Sure.
Like dedicated spatula for camping. Like they've got it all
please.
You need. Please. A spatula and a can opener.
We should have called our show Dedicated Spatula. I love that. Okay. If we ever start a show about like relationships, another thing that we're experts on, yeah. We should call it Dedicated Spatula.
Yeah. Anyway, I was newly divorced. Like 2 months divorced, mm-hmm. 6 weeks divorced.
Yep.
And I was going through a challenging time also with my work and getting there and seeing...
Your work being this podcast.
No, actually, like with my work at Delancey at the time. And
I'm sure I wasn't making things easier.
You always make things so hard, Matthew. But anyway, we got there and these families were like so good at camping.
And you just wanted to
murder
them. And
like not only were they good at camping, but Matthew, they were like intact families. And I was undone by it. And I actually like sobbed in the middle of the night in my tent.
Oh, no, I totally get that. Speaking of murders, can I tell you a story?
Yes.
We need to like right now, like make the turn into a true crime podcast.
Okay.
Because here's what's
going on.
Wait a
minute, hold on. Wait, this is a relationship podcast? Matthew,
it's a relationship
pledge drive. We need to be
on horse podcast.
On message.
It's a true crime podcast. It's a bear podcast. Like
Animal journalism podcast.
It's animal, like it's shot through with animal journalism. I just gestured with such gusto that I knocked over the bug spray. okay, so speaking of murders, recently my family, we went down to Portland for my in-laws' 50th wedding anniversary party.
Yes.
And I had to come back early to work. And so
you mean by work, you can go on this camping trip with me?
No, I mean work my shift at the online budgeting software company and then go on this camping trip.
Okay.
So I bought my own return bus tickets separately. So Lori's getting out the tickets for the Portland trip and pulls out this sheet that has three tickets to Portland and two tickets back for Lori and Iris. And I'm like, you are the dumbest murderer ever. Like the cops or whatever private detective are going to solve this in like 10 seconds because mm-hmm. you did the thing mm-hmm. where you didn't buy a return ticket for your husband because you knew yeah. you were going to murder
him. Bump him off.
So,
wait, is that the bump?
Yes, bump him off. No.
Bump him off.
Bump him off is correct. Okay. Knock it off is just when you quit doing something.
Okay.
I mean, you can knock someone's block off. Anyway, okay. But apparently I outsmarted her because I am still here.
Oh, bravo.
I mean, we're recording this like a couple weeks ahead of when it airs, so I don't know.
You may not still be here.
I might not still be here.
Yeah, Lori may have won.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So then we get to the Airbnb in Portland, and there is this, in the bedroom, there is this weird, very heavy metal statue sculpture, like that was like a foot tall and weighed like 12 pounds. I'm like, well,
here's
the murder weapon. You're like, so long, everybody.
And how long did this joke stay funny in your relationship?
To me, it's still funny.
Okay. What about to Watzel Lori? Wife of the show, Lori.
I don't know. Like, she's had to build up a tolerance for my shtick, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. Okay. So since the fateful 4th of July camping trip of 2017.
Right.
Molly's tearful camping trip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, I decided to do what I could do when I got home so that at least I would have some camping gear if we ever went camping again. I was like,
so
you know,
got a special can opener.
So I got a special can opener and I got a dedicated spatula. And that is what I've brought on our trip today.
Oh, wow. Do you have them like here, like ready to produce?
So actually, Matthew.
Can we post a photo?
Actually, I didn't buy a dedicated can opener or a dedicated spatula. I just brought my ones from home.
I completely thought you were serious.
No. But I did buy a Coleman six-person tent.
Oh, yeah. The tent is amazing. It really
Matthew,
is.
Hold on. That is like a rock bottom bargain tent. Can I tell you? I mean, you can, like, that is a very inexpensive tent.
Yeah,
and
no,
look at it.
That's the cool thing about life in our modern age. One of the only cool things is, like, cheap stuff is fucking great.
That's true. Okay. Should I make this episode as unfunny as the taco salad episode and
let's move
talk
on.
About sweatshops? Anyway, so yeah, so I got some gear, slowly accumulated some gear, and now I can at least go camping and not cry about feeling completely under-equipped and incompetent.
Plus, you brought Cool Ranch Doritos, so I won't cry either.
Yeah, yeah. You might wind up sleeping in the car, though. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the key to the car, so I'd have to wake you up and ask you to let me into the car.
Okay,
which seems like it would be kind of awkward.
Okay,
but I hear that you like me. that you
I do like you. Yeah. I mean, not that way. Are you trying to start a whole conversation?
I hear that you, like me, often get up in the night to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
and I think we're gonna have to do this walk together and maybe record it.
Oh, I don't think we're going to have to get up at the same time.
Oh, I figured like whatever time you got up, you would wake me up and say like you need an escort.
No, I was going to just go by myself outside the tent.
Like right outside the tent?
Yes. Yes. But you have to make sure that you pee in the direction of like
down
slope.
I'm just going to walk to the bathroom because I'm a civilized person.
Why? When there is a perfectly not private grassy area near our tent.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I'll bring the recorder when I go to the bathroom.
Okay. Okay.
That's a promise to our listener.
But Matthew, here's the thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of the reason that we're here on this camping trip is that the show is about to celebrate its 10th anniversary.
I don't believe you.
We've been doing this show for a decade. I don't know who decided we should be allowed to do this, but
we started this show, we were babies.
I was 30.
Yeah. I was also approximately 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, we are recording this episode right before Matthew's birthday, and it's going to air right before my birthday.
Yeah.
So
it's birthday season.
It's birthday season, and it's also pledge drive season.
And it's also camping. Pledge drive season. Now you're talking.
Yes. I'm trying to make the subtle transition to the pledge drive.
That was a great segue that I ruined.
Thank you.
I stumbled in like a bear stumbling into a campsite.
So Matthew, let's talk about why people should consider subscribing to the show and becoming a monthly donor.
Okay. So we hear from people all the time about what this show means to them. And so we hear from people who say, like, this show is great on road trips, that they binged a whole bunch of episodes. We heard from someone who said that this show almost got them fired because they laughed during an important business meeting because something reminded them of a joke we made on the show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, podcasts, like we know how our favorite podcasts make us feel, and like the fact that's us for some of our listeners makes me feel warm and fuzzy on the inside and sometimes on the outside.
And I have to say that, like, for me too, like, what are the chances of starting a podcast and it actually lasts for 10 years? This has been the best job I've ever had and hopefully will go on for some time. But in order to do that,
I mean, depending on whether
your wife kills you between now and, I don't know.
You can continue doing the show without me.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
Anyway. You're, as we've established, you are great at vamping.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Anyway, but what I was going to say is...
I'm sorry, I misread that. It says you're great at camping.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, what I was going to say is that in order to keep doing this show, we have to pay hosting costs. We have to have this equipment that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
We have wonderful producer Abby, who edits our show, who helps keep us from saying even dumber things than we already say.
Yep, she's got the editing knife.
We
that
also
she, like, pokes us with.
We also
we say
buy ingredients. We have to buy Cool Ranch Doritos for this camping trip, so that we can be sitting here doing this.
Right, but most important, like, there are so many things that have changed in the 10 years that we started this show, but some things that have not changed at all are that there is nothing corporate about our show. We are not part of any podcast network. We are not we have advertisers, but we are not owned by any company.
Mm-hmm.
This is absolutely, completely independent comedy and animal journalism.
And we should say, too, that we have really chosen to keep it that way.
Yeah, we've had offers.
Yeah. Wow, Matthew, now you're just showing off. No, but we have chosen to keep it independent because, really, I think part of what has also been, like, such a pleasure about doing this show is the ways that we've been able to change and really make it continually, I hope.
I really thought you were going to say change and grow, and then I was going to quit.
Yes, change and grow together and separate. separately, and you can tell me that you like me.
I think what I told you was that you like me. I've made an executive decision.
No, but what I was going to say is that, you know, I think the show started out as kind of a
lark.
It started out as a food podcast that was funny. And then as we got going, we were like, you know what we love about this show is making each other laugh and hopefully making our listeners laugh. And this became a comedy show about food.
It's a show where you might learn something by accident.
Yes. And I love that we have been able to let the show evolve like that. And we couldn't do that unless we were an independent podcast.
Yeah, there are lots of other great shows out there that really do a serious job of reporting on food, and those shows are awesome, and we listen to them too, and we're a compliment to those shows.
Yes, yes. So anyway, here's the deal. You can sign up to become a subscriber, also known as like a monthly donor, by going to our website. It's spilledmilkpodcast.com/donate.
That's right.
And Matthew, would you tell them what they can get?
Yeah. So this, you know, you should do this out of the goodness of your heart because it feels great to support an independent podcast that you probably like or you wouldn't have listened this far. But there's more to it than that, of course. At the $5 level, you get, first of all, that's the Little Limber Twig level. These are all named after apples or soybeans. At the Little Limber Twig $5 a month level, you get a postcard handwritten by us and sent to your home. Not hand-delivered by us, but delivered.
Sent to any mailing address you give us.
Yes.
I mean, if you don't give us your home address, we'll find it. It's what I'm saying.
Yikes. Well, we are great. This is a private investigative podcast. That's a normal phrase that people say.
Wow.
We're looking into some cases and we're about to make some big breakthroughs, but first we're going to have to like sit in our car and talk really quietly with our producer before interviewing someone or something. I've listened to a show like that once or twice. $5 level, you get the postcard, but there's more. You also get on our mailing list, which is approximately once a month, written by me.
They're really funny.
It's only for subscribers, and it's about like what's going on with the show, what episodes are coming up. You hear first before you hear first before other people, I guess.
Also bonus episodes.
Yes. Oh, the other thing I was going to say, we recommend some things that we're into, like Molly and Abby and I all talk about like an album that we're into or a show we're watching, because you don't have enough people telling you what to watch and listen to already. And you get those bonus episodes. So tell them about some of the bonus episodes we've done already, because we do them twice a year. Mm-hmm. But if you subscribe now, you get access to all of the previous ones. And
it's
10 hours of extra spilled milk.
Okay,
at this
Matthew,
point.
You're going to have to help me with this, but I'm pretty sure. Okay, so we did.
I didn't print out the list either.
We did one where we watched Singles and then we talked about it.
Yep, the movie Singles, 1992.
Which we reference all the time. So if you don't know what we're talking about, become a subscriber, and then we'll tell you all about it.
You know, you could just watch the movie, but this is a better way to do it.
We've also done one where we went to a nude beach.
Yes, and brought our recorder.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Matthew, it was, I believe it was this time of year, in fact.
Yeah, was that like 2 years ago?
I think it was two years ago. Yeah, so we're on our annual uncomfortable trip together.
Yep, that was definitely our nakedest episode.
Yeah. We also did one, didn't we do one on flavored condoms and lube?
We tasted flavored condoms and lube. Mm-hmm. We did one on hot fudge.
I remember that. We've got one coming up, Matthew.
We've done at least one Q&A.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to taste edible underwear.
Yeah, or
if it
possibly
still exists,
like body paint.
We haven't determined yet.
Yeah. So you get all of that at the $5 a month level. And of course, this show always stays free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this show, it's never going to cost money to listen to this show. So FYI.
And that's because our subscribers make that possible. Now, you might think, I'm trying to do my best, like, wait, could there be more infomercial person?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The mailing list, the bonus episodes, the postcards, what else could we even offer?
Could there
people?
Be more?
There's more. At the $10 level, that's the magnum bonum level, you get all of that plus your choice of a spilled milk t-shirt, mug, or tote bag.
What?
And we redesigned those a couple years ago with a bunch of our favorite closing jokes from the show, and they're pretty great.
I've got the tote bag myself.
I also have the tote bag and the mug. And teenager of the show, Iris, wears the t-shirt pretty often.
Awesome. So, Matthew, what do they get at the $20 level
At the $20 level, you get the mailing
list. Hold on. The $20 level is called Glycine Max.
Yes.
Which is named after soybeans.
It's named after soybeans. Yes. That's the Latin name of soybeans.
Okay.
You get, and also apparently it was like a punk rock band at one point.
I thought it was lima beans.
It's soybeans.
Okay, fine.
You get, wow, that really threw me off. Okay. Now, is it lima beans?
I also just
Do I know anything about beans anymore?
I also just hit my elbow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On a storage container filled with non-dedicated spatulas and can openers.
Oh, did you damage your only spatula, which you had to bring camping with you?
I damaged one of my two elbows.
Oh, no.
Okay, go on.
You should have brought a special camping elbow.
Okay.
Okay, so at the $20 level, where were we?
You get all the things, including
a snack box hand-picked and sent to your home or mailing address. It's a one-time thing that we send out in fall. Mm-hmm. You don't get a box every year. You just get one when you sign up, but it's totally worth it because it includes some of our favorite...
Can I say our very favorite thing? Walter's Mandler candy bar.
Always includes Walter's Mandler, mm-hmm. which is a Norwegian chocolate almond bar. Mm-hmm. And it's generally unavailable mm-hmm. outside of Norway and possibly other parts of Scandinavia. It's going to be in your box.
We also usually include some Japanese gummies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else have we included?
We went gummy crazy that time we went to Japan.
Yeah. We'll probably do it again when we go to Japan soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go gummy crazy again. Yeah.
Of course.
It's a seasonal disorder. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is everything, I think. Unless you decide to introduce like a $5,000 level at mm-hmm. some point where... Mm-hmm. You know, we give you a car and we drive it to your house.
Yeah.
And then do a bikini car wash.
But, you know, Matthew, you did leave out the most important thing that people get, which you know, I hear they also get from...
I don't know what you're going
to
say.
...from being donors to other podcasts, but they get a warm, fuzzy feeling. And I think the warm, fuzzy feeling that they get from Spilled Milk is maybe the warmest and fuzziest.
That's true.
And I'm going to investigate it with my animal journalism and find out if it is the warmest and fuzziest feeling.
Well, I mean, start with the Guinness book and, like, look...
look up warm,
look
fuzzy
feelings?
Look
in the index for warmest, fuzziest feeling.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's probably when Animal from the Muppets gives you a big hug.
I wonder if that's what happened in the tent. You got too many warm, fuzzy feelings. It was too human and you had to leave.
I think so. I think that may be what happened. Yeah, like we're recording this at the actual campsite.
Our neighbors are cheering, in fact. I think they're going to become Glycine Max subscribers.
I think maybe in their hearts they already have.
Yeah.
They've been overhearing our podcast and they are ready to subscribe and or ask us to shut
So
up.
Matthew, do you want to tell them again how to do this?
Here's how
sign
you
up?
Do this. You go to spilledmilkpodcast.com/donate. All you need is a major credit or debit card, or you can also sign up using a U.S. bank account if you don't want to use your debit card. Works great either way. We will send you the stuff anywhere in the world, no additional charge.
Seriously,
yep.
Anywhere in the world. Yep. And thanks for listening.
Thank you. It's been an amazing almost 10 years, and we're so happy that you're helping us keep it rolling.
How many fires would you say you've built in your life? Is it the first?
It's the first.
Because I think the answer for me is zero, but this looks very impressive.
Well, but so far we're just burning paper. It does look like we've got some wood burning here.
Yeah, I think I see that too, but definitely keep reaching into the fire because every time I'm sure you're going to burst into flames and keeps things exciting.
And then you're going to have to drive me to the ER.
Yeah, and I don't have a driver's license. I don't know where the ER is.
You love to drive.
I think I would just have to, like, treat you on site. I mean, those cots are like stretchers. I think this is going to work.
I'm not sure. I can't decide if it's getting hot enough.
Well, I'm a big believer in fire. So.
I love your belief in my ability to make fire.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring the listeners up to date.
Okay.
We're sitting around
okay.
an actual campfire.
Wait, should we tell them that we went hiking?
We went hiking.
We joined the Devil's Club.
I think we narrowly avoided joining the Devil's Club.
You have a bug on your left lapel area. Mm, he's very persistent. Now he's on your arm. Cool. Oh,
it's a pretty
goes.
Cool bug.
It is a pretty cool bug. Anyway, we went hiking. I introduced Matthew
to the devil.
to a plant called the Devil's Club. And we thought about joining the Devil's Club, but we didn't.
We'll post a link to that plant.
Okay. Okay.
We hiked up a trail toward a lake. We didn't get to the lake because
we had to get home and make dinner.
Yes.
And by home, I mean
the campsite.
The campsite.
We met the camp director. No,
camp host.
Camp host, mm-hmm. Who explained to us that the campground we're at is called Verlot, not mm-hmm. Verlo, like I was pronouncing it.
Matthew thought that Verlo was
short for very quaffable Merlot.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, it's Verlot.
Okay.
I thought we weren't going to disclose it, Matthew.
Why?
What if this campsite is overrun with our fans like 2 weeks from now when we're not here anymore?
Then everyone's going to have a pretty chill time hanging out by the South Fork Stillaguamish River and stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we should tell them that we went in the river, and that was pretty nice.
Yeah, we should definitely brag about how we went in a river.
We went in the river. We went for a hike.
So we built a fire, and it turns out building a fire is not as easy as you might think. Like, it's easy to accidentally set a fire, but when you want to do it on purpose,
Yeah.
It just doesn't always come together. But then eventually it did.
Well, there are two methods that I know. One is the TP method.
Where you use toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like a TP shape.
Yes, that's like the classic. Like if you ask a kid to draw a campfire, exactly. That's the one they'll draw.
Exactly. Or there's the log cabin.
And I am constantly asking kids to draw campfires.
And in on my last camping trip, we had some trouble with the TP shape.
You had trouble with the TP?
We had trouble with the toilet paper and we had to go home.
Mm-hmm.
No, we had trouble with the TP shaped log arrangement, and my friend Natalie came along and she told us to do a log cabin arrangement, which is what I did today. And I have to say, I don't think it worked that well, but I don't think that's Natalie's fault. I think it's maybe that we didn't have enough tinder and kindling.
The way you're saying that does kind of sound like you think it's Natalie's fault.
Yeah, I think if I had done the TP method, it would have been fine. That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, we successfully grilled some hot dogs on the fire grate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We sort of cooked some corn.
Sort of. Yeah.
It was at least.
It was warm.
It was up to 40% cooked. And
Matthew has had an entire beer, and I have too.
Had a whole beer. It was a. It was a P-F-R-I-E-M Pilsner. we're going to make some s'mores. Now, uh-huh. Molly has brought 70% dark chocolate for s'mores, which I think is kind of heretical, but it's exactly what you would expect of someone who's friends with the devil.
No, but I didn't join his club today. No, but here's the thing. So I have a lot of Hershey's chocolate at home in my camping gear.
I got to say, though, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. Did I mention I brought my acoustic guitar?
Nice one. I see what you did there. So anyway, the last time I had a Hershey's s'more, which was like a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. I was like, this just is so sweet. Like so sweet, I like couldn't even like sort of distinguish the flavor of the chocolate from the marshmallow.
All right.
So I thought, you know, like I've got all this Hershey's, but I'm not going to bring it. And instead I'm going to get Lindt 70%.
Okay.
And we'll see.
I mean, we did do a s'mores episode and I can't remember what we concluded.
There's no way to find out. That episode is in distant history. We're never going to hear it again. We have no way to access it. So, especially not out here where we have no cell reception.
Right. So it's not quite dark yet. So I think it's probably too early for ghost stories, but I'm hoping you will tell me and the listeners the boneless hands later.
Okay. I think you could probably tell it.
I think we have never come close to determining what the plot of the boneless hands is.
Maybe tonight will be the night.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else that we need to report, Matthew?
First of all, we recorded a bunch of ads, not for this episode, but for future episodes. And then we used the paper from the ads to start the fire, which is pretty cool, I think.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that our advertisers did not sanction that.
Well, you know how like in Chinese culture, like you burn fake money and it like goes up to heaven to provide you like abundance in heaven?
Yes.
I think we sent a bunch of ads to heaven.
And so do they bring us real ads?
Well, I think now people in heaven have like Bull and Branch sheets. Because, like, the sheets in heaven before this were real scratchy.
They also have Lara bars.
I think I don't understand the concept of heaven whatsoever. Yes. Oh, and the other, I asked Molly, like, what are the best acoustic guitar songs? And Molly immediately said, More Than Words. And that was the end of her list. So we, I printed out the chords for More Than Words. And we're going to attempt to play that and maybe share a little of that, too.
I think first I'm going to have another... beer.
So we'll definitely check back in you with
we'll check back in you.
Yikes. Did I mention I also had a firm? we will check back up you in a little while and with some romantic music and just a scary ghost story.
I want to hear from you. It's not that I don't want you. Not to say, but if you only knew how easy it would be to show me how you feel.
Okay, so we're in the tent.
We're in the tent. Where
our neighbors are playing Green Day's Dookie.
Yep.
That I was just like you. And now I think I'm sick and I want to go home.
Yep. Oh, it's time for me to put on my pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to turn around.
Okay. Yes, we made s'mores. First of all, we had to liberate a stick from a tree that believed...
Was it imprisoned there?
Well, I mean, liberate in the sense of steal. We had to lift a stick.
So first you did some weight training.
First I did some weight training. Molly said, why don't you just break it? We needed a stick for our marshmallows. And Molly said, why don't you just break a stick off of that tree over there? And I said, like, this is the first time I've been camping in 10 years. And, like, they're going to park arrest me.
Break off a stick. But we needed wood that wasn't, like, super dry and that wouldn't just catch fire immediately. So what are you supposed to do? When you don't have one of those like metal like s'more pokers,
I think Molly vastly overestimates the extent to which a dry marshmallow stick will burst into flames before your marshmallow is cooked.
That might be right.
But anyway, so we did make s'mores. Molly brought 70% Lindt chocolate, which is chocolate made of 30% cocoa mass and 70% Lindt. It was fluffy, but good. So, yeah, so I think we're going to go to sleep now, but we'll check back in with you in the morning.
Our neighbors are still listening to Green Day Dookie.
Which I think is like a great lullaby.
It is. I don't think I've ever tried to fall asleep to it before, but I'm going to now.
Yeah. Okay. Good night, everyone. See you in the morning.
Good night.
Oh, wait. You know something cool we did? We had to put our fire out before bed, and so we like poured a bunch of water on the fire, and it was like hissing and sizzling. Yes, and then we're out here with no cell service, so then we were trying to remember who sang the song "Some Like It Hot" because we couldn't stop singing that as we were putting the fire out, and we still don't know. But it's probably either Robert Palmer or the Power Station or someone else that's not one of those things.
I think at least 13% of what we've just recorded will be usable.
12.
Good night.
I don't have manly man hands. My hands are probably the same size as yours. Very slightly bigger.
Okay. all okay. Right. Well,
we're
now
we're
that
comparing
we've
hands like friends do.
We just touched. It was really intimate.
Remember last night when we reached across the 5-foot gap between our cots and see if we could touch?
Yeah, and then you awkwardly pulled your handbag really fast.
like I was singed.
But part of what I was thinking was your fingers were really soft. They were so soft.
Yeah.
Like you've never done a day of work in your life.
First of all, that's correct.
I think that I have more calluses than you
can
do.
Can you describe my technique for gathering tinder for the fire?
Oh, God. So I was like, Matthew, we need to gather some like little dry twigs and pine cones and stuff. And you would bring back one stick at a time. One stick.
And sometimes a little baby pine cone.
One pine cone.
Uh-huh. But then it was too cute and I couldn't burn it.
Yeah.
Matthew, we successfully got a fire going twice. Yesterday and once today.
Could you poke the fire with the fire stick a little bit?
Is this one the fire stick?
Yeah, we found a stick that really looks very driftwoody.
What am I doing here? Okay.
Okay, just give me the thing. Give it. Okay. So.
Oh, you want to get more wood into the hot part of the fire.
Yeah, get more wood into the hot part.
This must be riveting for the listeners.
Anyway.
We'll post a picture of a fire.
But anyway, we found a stick by the fire that kind of had this like driftwoody appearance to it. And I named it the fire stick. And it was thanks
Amazon for sponsoring this episode.
And thanks to the fire stick, we were able to get the fire started both days.
Yeah, no, this turns out to be the best way to start a fire is to have something, a stick that's already on fire and just stick it into the thing you want to burn.
Yes. Why? I mean, this is probably like a technique. Anyway, so Matthew,
the fire stick can stream your fire to multiple devices.
Let's talk about. Should we talk about like food or beverages or anything that we usually talk about on this show?
Well, I mean, we're calling this the camping episode, not necessarily the camping food episode, because I don't really have any camping food memories. Basically, what I remember eating when camping is like the stuff we had for breakfast this morning, only not as good.
What do you remember from like your sixth grade camping trip, food wise?
Oh,
what would
geez.
You guys eat? Would you make like, what used to be called hobo packs, like foil packs with potatoes and.
That's right. And they're no longer called hobo packs. we didn't
What do
that.
They call that? Just, do you call them like potato packs?
I think you call them en papillote. Like, what would you put in them? Whatever that is, that would be en papillote.
I think I put halibut.
Yep.
Yeah.
How do you say that in French?
Halibut.
Halibut en papillote.
I don't know how you say halibut.
Yeah, it's
in
probably
French.
Halibut.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't think we did that. Like, you know.
Farewell fire stick. It's really going now.
Burgers, like probably some kind of stew or beans.
And would they be the burgers that you buy frozen and they come in like a cylinder with piece of paper
Absolutely.
Between?
Absolutely. Those were most of the burgers when I was a kid.
Those are so satisfying to like take out of the sleeve.
Oh, and like split apart. That feeling when you split two patties of paper. Yes.
Oh my God. What a feeling.
Yes. No, I mentioned
that's what that Boston song's about. More than a feeling.
Yes. Oh, I thought you meant, I thought you were doing the Irene Cara song from Flashdance.
Oh.
Which we still haven't watched.
We should. Oh, God, yeah. Well, on our next corporate retreat, maybe instead of erotic thrillers, we'll do like 80s dance movies.
Yeah. I mean, I think Flashdance is probably pretty erotic. Well, with all the flashing and the dancing.
There's a lot of sweating. Uh-huh. And like, I think there's some welding.
Oh, there's definitely welding. There's a lot of sweaty welding.
Maybe two bodies get welded together.
with just like juices. All right, this show's canceled.
Anyway, so Matthew, do you want to say anything more about sleeping in a
oh,
tent?
Oh God. So last night, I mean, you heard us saying goodnight last night, right? Because we recorded in the tent, I think.
Yeah.
It's all very hazy now because I slept for like 47 minutes. But I like listened to every single podcast that was on my phone.
Go on.
Yeah. Like I went to bed last night thinking, hey, camping's not so bad. And then it got very cold. And like, every time I moved, like the cot squeaked and I was afraid that I was disturbing you.
Nope. And I had told Matthew to bring layers. And so what he brought was like one sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I brought like a fleece, a down vest and my sleeping bag. Okay. My sleeping bag. Another shout out for like cheap but solid camping equipment. Mm-hmm. My sleeping bag costs like $37. It's one of those ones that is lined with plaid flannel.
Oh, nice.
And Matthew, it is so warm.
It's
also so bulky. Like, you know, you definitely need a large car to carry around even one of them.
Okay.
But, oh my God, it's a great sleeping bag.
Yeah, my sleeping bag didn't do a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I should have, like, woken you up and asked if I could, like, climb in with you. Yeah. I did that once.
You did?
Not to you. You would probably remember that. It was on a, college camping trip. We went to Joshua Tree.
Oh, this sounds hot.
And camped out, like, on a rock at Joshua Tree. But, no, it's the desert.
Wait a minute,
so,
Matthew. You said you hadn't gone camping. Well,
that college was a very long time ago.
That's true.
I think you forget that it's like by the time people hear this, I will be 44.
Oh, so, God.
So this
college
was
half your life ago.
1994,
okay,
maybe.
Go on.
Maybe 93, which is technically more than 10 years ago.
When you guys camped at Joshua Tree, did you listen to the Joshua Tree?
Yes, of course. Like, on the way.
God, yeah, you have to listen to the Joshua Tree driving to Joshua Tree.
Yes. I memorialized all of this in a scene in my book, Our Secret Better Lives, available wherever books are sold.
Oh, that's right. And there's a lot of, like romantic tension in that scene that I really enjoy.
That, spoiler alert, never pays off.
Oh, God!
And we didn't have tents or anything. We just like camped out on rocks, and it's the desert, so it gets fucking cold at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this because I was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And so like 2 a.m., I felt like I might actually get hypothermia and die. And so the girl sleeping next to me, I said, can we like zip our sleeping bags together for warmth? And she's like, sure.
Can we mail merge?
Can we?
Well, I was going to say, can we merge? And then I was like, but mail merged.
When's the last
That's
time
hotter.
You mail merged?
I've never mail merged.
I've mail merged once or twice. And like,
do you mail merge like if you're using Outlook or?
If you're using Word and you need to send a bunch of letters to people and like have it put in their names and addresses.
Oh, yeah.
Automatically.
Yeah.
But like people who know how to mail merge, I feel like major respect because every time I've tried to do it, it's like such a slog.
Oh, man. I wonder if anybody's running on that as like a platform point in the 2020 elections.
What's the point exactly?
I can mail merge.
Oh yeah, yeah. I bet Joe Biden can mail merge because like it's a thing you don't have to do anymore
he's
because
of the mail
now
merging
we have email.
Yeah.
So, but still, like you know, if someone was telling us like a war story from the old days,
yes,
like
then
you know,
then I had
we had to mail merge every day. Like one time, I had to mail merge 1,000 addresses. Like. I would vote for them,
well,
regardless of their other policies.
Anyway, so you were in Joshua Tree and you mail merged with the girl next to you.
Once again, the romantic tension here does not pay off.
Okay. All right. Matthew, let's talk about any vermin we've encountered on this trip.
Did we?
I feel like, so I was a little bit worried because
other than me.
So we are camping right along the South Fork,
Stillaguamish
River. And I was a little bit worried that especially if the river was, you know, really low as it is at this time of year and moving slowly as it is at this time of year.
Oh, it would attract
that we would have a lot of like mosquitoes or, you know, that there would be like a low hum over the water.
Oh, yeah.
But they're really, I mean, we are camping like 6 feet off the water, up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there are not a lot of bugs.
No, there are a lot of ducks. I went down to the water before you woke up this morning and there were more ducks just kind of gliding past.
You and your ducks.
I love ducks.
I know you really do. I love your love for ducks. What about, let's see, what other things? You know, I was recently visiting my family on the East Coast, and they live in the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. And my brother was saying that they were going camping on Assateague later this, which
I think it should camp sober, personally.
They are going into the novel, into the fictional world of Marguerite Henry.
Okay.
Do you remember?
I don't know what that is at
Misty of Chincoteague?
Oh, okay. I'm familiar with that
Chincoteague
title.
Chincoteague and Assateague.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway.
Are these real places?
These are real places. Okay. And there are wild ponies on
are
Assateague.
Are the D'Urbervilles a real place?
Oh, my God. Yes, and there's someone there named Tess.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. You get an A. You passed the AP English exam.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I haven't read Tess of the
D'Urbervilles. I haven't
read anything. Have you?
No.
Anyway, so my brother is, he and his family go camping on Assateague. And anyway, the vermin, how big can an animal be before it's no longer called vermin and called like just a menace?
If you describe deer as vermin, that doesn't seem quite right. But
right?
Like a possum, a raccoon.
Yeah. I feel like it has to be like below the height of a human knee.
Yeah. And like vermin like means like worm-like things, right?
I don't know. Oh, well,
because
it seems
like
it would because ver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like if it's higher than your knee, it's no longer vermin. Like
yeah, so
dingoes. Are dingoes vermin?
So what do you So what do we call, like, bear?
I think I just raised the stakes on this story, because if there isn't a dingo attack, it's not going to be very impressive.
So wait, hold on. What do we call, like, bears, deer?
I think menace is a great word.
Okay, menaces. Okay, so
I think bears and deer are two menaces.
People who are camping on Assateague, as some of our listeners who've no doubt camped on Assateague are going to know, you have to be careful because the ponies will raid your campsite, the wild ponies, horses there.
That would be the cutest,
most menacing
attack.
Thing. I know, right? Anyway, you have to, you know, hang your food up high and all the things, lock it all up.
Like,
down.
I'd be watching these ponies just decimate my camp and saying, my God, friendship is magic.
Nice one.
Thanks.
Let's see here. So, Matthew.
That's the whole story, just that you have to be careful. But yeah, were they attacked by ponies?
Oh, you wake up and the ponies are, like, in your campsite.
So why? why do you do this voluntarily? We
talked
about this.
Oh, my God.
On the
what could be
episode.
More magical than, like, going camping? So, Matthew, okay, hold on.
I want to watch.
Hold on.
I mean, I would watch a video of someone being attacked by ponies.
Did you not wake up this morning and come out here? Well, I know. You came out and you were freezing to death.
It was very cold.
It was very cold. But now that we're sitting here listening to some, like, Blink-182 or something from, like, a nearby campsite.
Yep. Yes, like, if you can overhear that, probably we'll have to take this episode down for copyright issues.
Anyway, we're sitting here by our fire.
Or just get permission from Travis Barker.
We're both wearing our pajamas, and we just ate delicious eggs and bacon and summer fruit, and we're drinking hot beverages by a fire.
Yeah, you're right.
Is this not
once
pretty
the fire,
okay?
Once you got the fire going, things kind of turned around for me.
Okay.
And I enjoyed making breakfast very much.
Well, so, Matthew, I think that you have a future in camping. Probably
I disagree, but
maybe with me.
Like, if I could be the pony and just, like, raid someone's camp and then leave with the good stuff, I would be up for that.
What would you raid the camp for? What elements of camping would you?
Well, I mean,
I
don't think we ended up doing it, that we should bring some porno mags to distribute in the woods for future generations.
I love that you just call them porno mags.
What else would you call them?
It's like you pulled the phrase out of, like, a song, and now you just keep using it.
Your mom took away your best porno mag?
Yes, exactly.
It is a thing that still exists.
Well,
and yet,
I know, but you could just say, like, some, like, Playboys.
Playboys, yeah. Okay.
I mean,
some penthouses.
I would bring some Playboys, and I would party with them. Mm-hmm,
some penthouse forums, if you're more of a literary type. I never thought this would happen to me. Pony attack. I did like pee in a patch of weeds last night because you said it was not necessary to go all the way to the bathroom when I needed to get up and pee.
Yeah. I mean, pooping, on the other hand, like, you know, there are all sorts of regulations around pooping, how deep you've got to dig a hole, how far you've got to be from, like, water, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, there is a bathroom, like, 100 yards away.
Yeah.
But so I got up and, like, I didn't have my headlamp or anything because I didn't want to disturb people.
Oh, my God. You didn't put your headlamp on?
No. I was going, like, 10 feet away from the tent.
Oh, my God. I put my headlamp on. I just didn't turn it on until I got outside the tent.
Well, you're a seasoned camper, and I'm not.
Did you see me?
No.
No, but did you notice me get up with my headlamp?
I don't think so.
Okay. See, Matthew, point made. You could have put on your headlamp, because I did. You could have put on your headlamp. You would not have disturbed me. I put on my headlamp, and I did not disturb you.
Okay. Anyway, so because I couldn't see anything, I was sure that I was, like, inadvertently peeing on someone's tent, but I don't think that happened.
No, I think you were peeing on some weeds.
Good. Take that, weeds.
We also played, we played cards last night.
Oh, this sounds like the start of an amazing story. All right. you also put on the agenda craft projects for kids, ? I think the answer to that question is nope. Yeah, I think maybe that's it for the camping episode. So breakfast. So I did enjoy using the camp stove. It lights very... I was afraid it was going to be one of those things where you keep pushing the button and nothing happens.
Maybe after this, we'll get sponsored by some sort of outdoor company.
Coleman, Patagonia.
Camp Chef.
Camp Chef.
Yeah. REI.
Maybe we'll be sponsored by a band of wild ponies.
Probably.
Maybe we'll be sponsored by a band of horses.
Hey, maybe our next corporate retreat should be on Assateague.
It'll be definitely be on something.
Okay. So is there anything else we need to say about the pledge drive? I mean, Matthew, if it weren't for this show, I could have never gotten you to go camping.
That is 100% true. Yeah, like if you say like it's for the show and maybe we'll get a good episode out of it, you could probably convince me to do anything. What do you think is next?
Camping on Assateague.
Rock climbing?
No.
Like what are other things I would never do? Like go on a cruise?
I would do that for the show.
I would do that for the show too, especially if it was a very short cruise.
Maybe we can get sponsored by a cruise. But anyway, no, but seriously, Matthew, I think we should get a little sappy here.
Okay, let's do it.
Are you first?
I mean, you said you were covered with sap this morning.
I was actually. I got a bunch of sap on me trying to gather tinder and kindling because you were picking it up pine cone at a time.
Well, I was trying to avoid getting sappy.
Getting sappy.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid getting sappy. Yes, we love doing this show. I can't imagine ever not doing it.
It's like really kind of sneaked up on us. Like, it is, I mean, it is like a highlight of my life, Matthew.
Oh, me too. So I guess what we're saying is like, you, even if you don't subscribe, you can't make us stop, but please do subscribe. Go to spilledmilkpodcast.com/donate right now. And you can become a little limber twig, a magnum bonum, or even a glycine max.
Woo.
Super member.
The possibilities are endless.
I don't think we said magnum bonum sustaining member. That's the full title. Yeah, the full title.
Yeah.
And you'll definitely want to go by your full title.
Yeah.
You'll want to get new business cards printed up ASAP.
Anyway, our producer, as always, is Abby Circatella.
And you can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. Tell us what you like to eat when you go camping, because we have no ideas.
Is there anything else that we need to say?
I don't think so.
Okay, great. If you'd like to become a subscriber and support the show with your money. No?
Wow.
So no, please, let's try it again.
Please subscribe, spilledmilkpodcast.com/donate. You can find us on Instagram at spilledmilkpodcast, where we will post some photos from our camping trip. We haven't been live Instagramming it because we have no data.
It's great.
It is kind of great. I'm really afraid of like what we're going to learn happened when we get back.
No, nothing can break my stride now.
Okay.
Nobody's going to hold me down or back or.
Oh, no.
I've up got or down.
To keep on moving.
Yep.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, the show that welds itself to you and won't let go.
Like a male merge.
Like the show that male merges itself to your ears.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
Twist.
Like if you hear like a rant, you're doing it right? Okay.
Yeah.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.